Question. Ascending approach to the absolute truth. Srila Prabhupada states that the ascending approach ends up in the realization of Brahman, but not the personality of Godhead. Can you please explain how it is that one can realize these two aspects by this process, and why does it stop there? Yeah, the supreme truth is realized in three major aspects. Vedanti tat tatva vidang tatvam yat jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabhyate. Those who are knowers of the truth know that the truth is only one, but is realized as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan, the person, the all-pervading oneness. The Supreme Lord in everyone's heart, and as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, by the ascending process, by one's own efforts in spiritual realization, one can attain a certain level, one can attain realization of the spiritual oneness of everything, and someone can even realize the immanency of God, His presence everywhere. But to enter into a loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead by one's own efforts only, that is not possible. Or even actually to attain Brahman realization or Paramatma realization, that's also possible only by the mercy of Krishna. But the ascending process means to start out thinking that, okay, now I'm going to become spiritually realized. And to think that I can do it by myself. So the whole attitude from the beginning is not conducive to bhakti, in which there's a sense, the sense of dependency is the essence of bhakti. That I am dependent in all matters on Krishna, which is a fact. Because even you're nodding your head there, but even to nod the head requires the sanction of Krishna. If your body, the body can become frozen up. I several times related, that happened to me once. I woke up on a cold winter morning, and my whole right side, the upper right side, was completely stiff. Couldn't move it. You just take for granted, you get up in the morning, Hare Krishna, and brush your teeth, all these things. Couldn't move it at all. So we take it for granted that we can do so many things, but the ability to do anything comes from Krishna. Balang balavatang chaham, I am the strength of the strong. What is that? Jivanang sarvabhuteshu, I am the life in all living beings. So everything comes from Krishna. And to accept that dependence on Him is bhakti. And bhakti means to enter a loving relationship with Him. But if the idea is, first of all, in the ascending process, one starts off with a philosophical approach, which is not bad. It's better than being a completely hedonistic sense enjoyer, or just agnostic or not interested in spiritual topics. To have a philosophical interest in understanding reality is good. Atato brahma jignasa. Now one should inquire into the nature of spiritual reality. So that is good. But how far can we go by our own efforts? I am, therefore I exist. I think, therefore I know myself to exist. That is the beginning of recognizing one's existence. But who am I? What are we doing in this world? Why is there suffering? For all these questions, we need guidance. Now, by our own effort, we can control the mind, control the senses. Actually, that also, we require the help of Krishna and everything, but there's a sense of doing it by my own effort. But there's no attempt to cultivate love for Krishna. So by one's own endeavors over many lifetimes, with great difficulty, one may be granted this detachment from the material world and concomitant sense of oneness, being one with everything, or a sense of understanding God everywhere. But there's no love there. So the very attitude, the ascending process, I'm doing it by myself, and with no motive to, even though one is philosophical, one doesn't see the fact that we are controlled, therefore there is a supreme controller who I should submit to. So the whole attitude is wrong from the very beginning, and there's no trace of love there. So how are you going to get to bhakti, to realization of Bhagavan, which is possible only by bhakti, because he only reveals himself by bhakti. Why should he reveal himself to someone, some little insect of a living being who thinks that, yeah, I'm going to discover everything by myself? Even materially, the materialists, the philosophers and the scientists, they're trying to understand what's going on in the world. They can't understand. They think they can, in the schools and colleges and even in the universities, they propagate this idea that, yeah, we understand so much about everything. But actually, if you go to the highest levels, you'll find they're just completely confused. The scientists, they don't know what's going on in the world. They don't know. They have no idea what's going on. The philosophers, they all have different theories. You can study philosophy and they're just all... And what's happening in the 20th century and continuing in the 21st century is that in the name of so-called advancement in science and philosophy, they're just going just complete absurdity. That's all. What's this? The Copenhagen interpretation of quantum theory? No, they're not that. That's already. But this superstring theory, now they're coming up with the speculation. Where it's brought them to is this, or some of them to, is the speculation that there are a practically infinite number of universes, each with its own set of physics, which even to them doesn't seem to make any sense. Or in philosophy, they have this just absurd ideas, deconstructionism, very big movement. You take some statement written by someone, and without taking any cognizance of what the person meant to say, you just interpret it in your own way. Someone says something, you don't care what they meant to say at all, and you just interpret some other way. And just insanity. But this is considered very high level of scholarship. So even materially, they're completely confused. Spiritually, yeah, if there's control of the mind and the senses, and even at some point one requires some guru to guide one in all of this, but you're basically on your own. Ascending process means you're on your own. And you remain on your own. If we want to love Krishna, Krishna will love us. If we don't want to love Krishna, then Krishna won't reciprocate in that way. Okay.